Amistad and Harper Audio present Of Greed and Glory, In Pursuit of Freedom for All by Deborah G. Plant. Read by Imana Rochelle and Desmond Maney. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains an appendix from the book. For my brother, Alfred Plant Jr. In honor of Saint Martin de Porres, trees, the ancestors, and foundational African Americans. Prologue. First and foremost, this work is about universal, democratic freedom and personal sovereignty. It takes a comparative look at how the badges of slavery manifest in the relentless surveilling and policing of Black American citizens and communities, the ongoing deracination, dispossession, and disfranchisement of Black citizens, and the pernicious impoverishment of Black life. It is a meditation on the carceral system and the personal and collective calamity that it engenders within individual families and within the body politic of our nation. Several hundred thousand Americans are caged in American jails every single day, not because they are necessarily guilty of a crime, but because our wealth-based justice system targets those who don't have the money to post bail, if bail is set. And the vast majority of those caged are poor, Black, and brown. Where popular discourse would have it that those entrapped in America's jails and prisons are paying their debt to society, the reality is that, like our Haitian cousins who were forced to pay reparations to France for its loss of Black property and slave labor after the 1791 Haitian Revolution, African Americans have continued to pay a debt, a tax for our little eddy of freedom post-emancipation. Freedom and equality are the watchwords of American democracy. But like justice, freedom and equality are meaningless when there is no corresponding practical application of the ideals they represent. Physical, bodily liberty lies at the core of an American's birthright of freedom and is fundamental to every American's personal sovereignty. And yet millions of Americans are deprived of these basic freedoms every single day. We look the other way when the basic human rights of marginalized and stigmatized groups are violated and desecrated, not realizing that only the practice of justice everywhere secures justice for any of us, anywhere. In our society, liberty has been an ideal, but it has never been the practice norm. Where America's criminal punishment system has systematically deprived millions of American citizens of their physical freedoms, so other oppressive and tyrannical institutions have trampled the basic freedoms, rights, and privileges of the American masses, and have jeopardized our American democracy. This freedom is a funny thing. It ain't something permanent like rocks and hills. It's like manna. You just got to keep on gathering it fresh every day. If you don't, one day you're going to find you ain't got none no more. An active vigilance is required of those who would be and remain free. Until I began to think about what it might take to get my brother freed from Angola prison, I did not realize to what extent I myself was caught up in the American punishment system and its prison industrial complex. What I comprehended about the system before that moment was superficial at best. I never understood to what extent I and my family have unconsciously contributed to the maintenance and continuance of this wretched and barbaric institution. Every time, over the past 20-plus years, that we have communicated or visited with my brother, money orders, phone calls, emails, food and drink purchases to enjoy with him during our visits, purchases of instant photos in some vague attempt to memorialize our brief reunions, leaving him cash money with the commissary clerk on our way out. Because my brother was locked up and we visited him, I didn't realize how I was also locked up with him, like anyone or any family who insists on maintaining a relationship with an incarcerated loved one. Your life is strangely...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?